The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Along with Michael Coleman from the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, I'm Tony Curry. This is a show called Bite by Bite. It's kind of a little bite-sized show, a little 10, 13-minute kind of show. We talk about the Heart of Alabama Food Bank specifically. And, I mean, it's just an amazing show because I'm learning so much, and I know a lot of people who watch the show get the same thing. Of course, you can watch it and hear it wherever you get your favorite podcast and also listen to it on the Tony Curry Radio Network. TKR is the app you need to get through Android or Apple. Today, we're talking about corporate partnering in food banks. Okay. What exactly are we talking about here? We obviously have a lot of people that like to give to the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, but when you're talking about doing corporate sponsorships or corporate learnings, if you will, and partnering with food banks, it's probably a little different.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that's going on behind the scenes that people don't see. First of all, I just want to start off by talking about just mentioning California and the floods that have happened. And how active our food banks are about making sure people are getting food out there and serving people. One of the huge parts about food banking is that we do disaster relief. And so we're lots of times the first ones on the ground with water, with food ready to eat, shelf-stable food. And so I know that all the food banks are and Feeding America and partner food banks are all shipping stuff out there to meet the needs of that disaster.
Can you back up just a little bit and talk a little bit about how those logistics happen? Like, is Heart of Alabama helping the people in Hawaii right now or LA?
Well, yeah. So one of the things that happens is when a disaster happens. So I'll use our own. We had a tornado hit in Selma and came through our area, and we have lots of tornado activity in this area. And as soon as that happens, our network kicks in, our disaster relief. And so very first thing we're trying to is, okay, can we get access to the community? What does the community need? And that word goes out. And so, so I reached out. They needed water. They needed shelf-stable food. Sometimes they have, there's no access into the city. So the first thing we got to do is clear the road. But the food banks are oftentimes in these areas serving food and water to residents before FEMA or anywhere else gets there. Mm-hmm. So food banks take this huge role. And so what happens in things like California is the word goes out instantly. The veterans have to get an assessment. What's happened? What's needed? What don't the food banks in California, or how much can they sustain? Like, man, I have enough water for 3 days or whatever in the area. Mm-hmm. So they start asking other food banks. And so if that's the case, then if they came and asked, they have not put out a call yet, and that may be coming yet. But across the entire network, we send stuff out. And so we have a couple of truckloads of water in our disaster relief area, along with some shelf-stable food. If Feeding America said, or the food banks out in California said they needed that, we would load that up on a truck or a railhead, and we would ship it out there. Feeding America comes along and then tries to supplement what we give up. Sometimes they can't supplement at all. But we have to replenish it because, there's a hurricane or a tornado right around the corner for us. So we've got to have it. So it's just an ongoing thing. But most people, when they think about food banking, they just think, oh, yeah, that's, you give out food to people or whatever. It's much broader than that. It's much deeper than that.
So when you're talking about corporate partnering, I would imagine that's great for not only natural disasters, but just for an everyday need for individuals here in the great state of Alabama when it comes to their feeding needs.
Yeah. So one of the things that kind of has struck me is kind of funny, Walmart is the largest, of course, the corporation. They take it on the chin. If there's a lawsuit or somebody, they don't feel like they're getting paid enough per hour, constantly in the news, Walmart's taking it on the chin. But companies like that, grocery store chains like Publix here in the Southeast, you have Winn-Dixie Kroger and some of the other places. We don't have a Kroger here in Montgomery, but some of the other places. These are companies that make a commitment to fighting hunger and food insecurity. So a great example is I'll just use Publix, is that we have six public grocery stores in our coverage area. We go there every single day, 5 days a week, and pick up, and their store manager, it's a company culture. And so they've made a determination that they're in the grocery business. Obviously, they're a for-profit business, but they want to give and support food sourcing and helping those who are battling hunger and food insecurity. So we get pallets of food. Now, this isn't pallets of food they're fixing to throw away. Sometimes we'll get a pallet of canned items that may have 2 years of shelf life left on it.
Wow.
So they're giving us primo stuff. And it's not even just that. It's not even what we're getting every day from the stores. Their company comes along and they give us two large grants. So the previous 2 years collectively, we've probably gotten $300,000 in support.
Wow.
They even bought out of one of those grants, they bought us a brand new refrigerated box truck to be able to go out and do mobile pantries. So Walmart, Publix, all these grocery stores are just phenomenal in helping raise funds and supporting. And they're not out there on commercials bragging about it. We see all this behind the scenes, and it's almost like, well, when I get the opportunity, I want to come along, because without corporate sponsorships, and I'll give you an example. We raised, collected and distributed 27 million pounds of food last year. Of that, 10 million pounds of food were donated through grocery chains,
wow.
Costco's, Walmart, Target, all that kind of stuff. 10 million pounds of food. Now, I know there's somebody out there that's going to say, and rightly so, there is a little bit of an advantage tax-wise. So what ends up happening is when they donate pallets of food, we put that in a system called Meal Connect, and it goes all the way up to Feeding America, who has the partnership with that corporation, and they actually do a receipt, and they give that to Walmart or give it to whoever the donor is. Mm-hmm. And that donor is allowed to take that off their corporate taxes. And the tax laws are written that they get a generous portion of that taken off their taxes. However, it's still a part of donating, because to build that in the culture, what they're doing is good business practice. They're like, look, we want to donate food. We certainly don't want to throw food away. We would rather donate it, but it's more than just, hey, we want to get up. We want to make sure we get a tax refund. They are sending us food that they don't have to send us. And so the company cultures behind the scenes are people who genuinely care about this problem. And I'm telling you, they've come alongside of us and they lift up every food bank in this nation. And without corporate sponsorships and partners coming along, we would be much further behind in fighting food insecurity.
I've been in the non-for-profit business for quite some time, and not as long as you have been, but please write it off your taxes. Just don't stop giving. Just don't stop giving. And I never realized that about your corporate sponsorships. Out of the 27 million pounds, 10 million pounds just came from corporate sponsorships. And I didn't realize about, like, because it is easy to get after these big box stores like a Walmart's, when no one wants a Walmart in their neighborhood. Well, maybe you should.
Well, I will tell you, every year, Walmart has a season. I think it's about 6 weeks. And it, when you go through the line, it always asks you, do you want to round up to give to your local food bank? And so what ends up happening is they track every single penny from each store. They send all the money to Feeding America. And then Feeding America, with where this information comes from. So every Walmart in our 35 counties, they have exactly how much they raised, and then they distribute that back to us.
How about that?
So it's an amazing system, but it just, and on top of that, Walmart is giving us grants. So it's just amazing. Sometimes they collect money from people and then distribute to us. Sometimes they give it from their own pockets, but then they're also giving us tons of food. So there is such an amazing support system out there in America. That without it, you would see a lot more hunger and a lot more suffering in the world than we do today.
He's Michael Coleman, the CEO of HAFB.org. That's Heart of Alabama Food Bank. I'm Tony Curry. Stay tuned for more Bite by Bites.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.